On today's show, Season 3, Episode 5, The Tao is Not What is Spoken, but What is Lived. I will do a reading from Chapters 5 and 6 of the Tao Te Ching and comment about these chapters. Then we'll take a short break and return, and I'll come back and talk to you on a more personal level. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you doing today? It's good to spend some time with you, to be a part of your life no matter how small. Today I want to talk about us using less words and more action, of less dogma, less analyzing, and more living. So let's dive right in. I will be reading from an anonymous version of the Tao Te Ching, Chapters 5 and Chapter 6. Chapter 5. The Tao does not pretend to be friendly. It treats all things impartially, as if they are straw dogs. One who is wise doesn't act friendly. All people are equal to him or her. The universe is like a bellows. Although empty, it fills constantly. The harder it works, the more it brings forth. The more you talk about it, the wearier you get. Therefore, you'd better stay to the center and stick to the things that really matter. Chapter 6. The Great Spirit never dies. Some may call it the Great Mother. The gate through which she breathes is the source of all her creations. The Tao seems to be an eternal source of energy. When you rely on it, life will be more manageable. Some philosophers spend too much time philosophizing. And some religious leaders spend too much time debating the meaning and the interpretation of holy books, becoming rigid and mired in dogma. We can become stuck in the mud of trying to get at the root of the mystery, yet the Tao is just a mystery. When the cosmic 2x4 strikes, we start asking questions. Why did this or that happen? Why did the helpless child die? Why were those people shot? Why did this person die of cancer? Who created us? You can wear yourself out and end up in a state of despair trying to figure it all out. Instead, live. Take the cards you are dealt with and do your best. Sometimes we need to get our noses out of the books, away from the cell phones, and start getting closer to the things in life that really matter to us. When we need to find that strength to get through things, we can find it. There is strength out there and help ready to take our hand through the tough times. Life is very unfair. And the universe can seem very impartial. Yet we may find that the same source of good and of the bad offers us something that we can tap into. It may not feel like it sometimes, but we're blessed with opportunities, no matter how big or how small. We can be like the Tao. We can be non-judgmental. Everyone has a story. We can learn to treat everyone equally. We can practice forgiveness of those who have wronged us. We are not above nor beneath anyone else. So the Tao is impartial, and the wise learn this. Now, impartial doesn't mean not caring, nor does it mean being mean, nor does it mean flattering others for our own gain. Remember, the Tao is not in any book. It's out there in real life, but you have to have your ears and eyes open to see it and hear it. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, I'll talk a little bit more personally. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. So some of you longtime listeners might wonder why I stopped doing a question of today. I have a few reasons. I felt guilty putting myself in the role of an expert. Additionally, many of the questions were psychological in nature, and since I'm no longer a practicing psychotherapist, I felt it would kind of be disingenuous. Along with the small amount of time we have, I felt my answers would not be sufficient to address many of the questions that were posed. I also want to clear up a myth. The myth is that all podcasters are in a fancy studio in their mansions, up on a cliff which overlooks the ocean, bathing in wealth and bliss, while telling others how to live their lives. And I want to let you know that I'm not wealthy by any means. I go to work just like you and face many of the same life struggles. So, not all podcasters are wealthy. My studio is really not a studio at all. It's a bedroom with a microphone and an old computer, but I get by. And I composed and performed my own songs, so my writer, my producer, my commercial maker are all done by me, myself, and I. And I really hope you enjoy my podcast and it's of benefit to you. And I thank those of you who have purchased my books and who have helped support this podcast. I really appreciate you. That's all I have for you right now. I have some job-related training to do for the next 2 weeks, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to squeeze in the next episode and publish it by next weekend, or if it may be after that. So there may be a 2-week break. I don't want to promise to get the next episode in before I leave for the 2 weeks of training. Until I see you again, remember to really be in the moment. Focus on the things that really matter to you. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.